Hi everyone, welcome to this new episode of Stephen's Week, your weekly update on marketing and technology. Welcome to this new episode, everyone. Because of the deadly coronavirus in China, healthcare is changing rapidly now, and the country is moving towards mobile healthcare. ZTE and China Telecom are setting up 5G networks in hospitals so that patients can reach out to doctors remotely, and doctors can easily see if patients are at risk and if there's a chance that they have the coronavirus without exposing the doctors to the chance of getting the virus themselves. And this is now something that they're deploying really fast to make sure that remote healthcare can, you know, reduce the risk for doctors, but also increase the number of patients that doctors can see per day to make sure that they make the right diagnosis. 5G in local hospitals in China because of the coronavirus.
Apple came out with financial results and they were astonishing. Everyone was a little bit afraid if they would meet the expectations, but they surpassed them basically. Last year, Apple more than doubled in value. They were now $1,400 billion worth on the stock market. So people were like, is this going to be too much or not? But the results were amazing. They have a growth of 9%. And this quarter, they had a revenue of $92 billion. And of course, a lot of the revenue increase came from services, but also from hardware, like the AirPods are booming, apparently. But also the iPhone market grew with 8%. And this was an pleasant surprise for investors. Everyone thought that the iPhone was, you know, at its maximum capacity, but there was still growth. So it's amazing to see how the largest company in the world keeps on growing and how consumers still get attracted to the Apple ecosystem and how the smart transition towards services is really paying off well for them. Pinterest is trying out an augmented reality tool. It's called Try On. And they're working together with brands like Sephora, Estee Lauder, and L'Oreal. And the goal is that people can try out lipstick virtually through augmented reality, and then they can save those pictures. So it's like some sort of a filter that you use. And eventually, if you want, you can order those lipsticks with those companies, and you can share the picture. But it's, you know, one of the next steps for Pinterest to include a new kind of visual search and a visual interface to improve the buying possibilities on Pinterest and to make sure that people get more attracted to the platform to buy out stuff directly there, as social commerce is one of their big areas of focus for Pinterest.
Procter & Gamble is setting up an experiment. They're looking for new ways to promote their brands in a world where more and more consumers are striving for an ad-free kind of world. And they are setting up a partnership with a production house. They want to create their own scripted TV series in which they promote gender equality, diversity, equality. And this is an approach that they want to try out to see if this would help to promote their brands in a world where more and more consumers avoid brands and where people watch content on streamed content platforms where there is no advertising. So Procter & Gamble now wants to move to those platforms and see what they can do to promote their brands there. So everyone, this was my weekly update. I hope you enjoyed it. Please share the video, subscribe to the channel, talk about it with your colleagues and friends. And I wish you a fantastic weekend. And I hope to see you again next week in a new episode of Stephen's Week. Bye-bye.